Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fairy Godmother Project in this morning. Andy Ayers is here. We also have a special guest, which we will introduce you to in just a second. But Andy, it's great to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Before we get going, yes. I learned from you that we need to talk first, before anything else, about what Fairy Godmother Project does. Because Fairy Godmother Project is an organization like no other and so needed in this area. And you really focus on parents.
Yes.
With families with pediatric cancer.
Yep. Our goal is to alleviate the day-to-day stress of the families, the parents, so they can then take better care of their children. You know, any of us who have kids and have been through any kind of crisis, big or small, we know how hard it is to take care of them when you've got all these other things going on. So we try to help with the kind of those basic things, like the stress of gas. We give gas cards, or have their house cleaned, or pay bills and do lawns and all of those kinds of things that kind of can sometimes go to the wayside or that take away from your time with your family. So we actually just got a new family, and we had the introductory call with her, and she was saying how, like, the house weighs on her so much because she wants it clean, but she also wants to be able to spend time with her kids, and she's so torn on it. And she had the house cleaner come on Saturday for the first time, and she sent her lead volunteer a message that just said, "Thank you. You gave me the day to play with my kids."
Aww.
You know, and, like, that's what we do, right? Like, that's the big part of it, is we take care of those things so that they can have those moments that are few and far between.
Boy, when you say we have a new family, that just... my heart hurts to hear that.
You've been there, so
yeah,
you know.
It is. And this time of year, well, there's no good time of year. In our case, ours started in December, and it changed the holidays that year for sure. But then you get into January when it's kind of dark and dreary, and the days are so short. And I just think this year, especially with all these snowstorms, and you've got to make these appointments if at all possible, and when things do get canceled, boy, it just makes for longer days because they have to try to fit people in, and it's you don't think about, we all get bothered and annoyed and inconvenienced by bad weather, but
right.
When you've got a child that has to go north or south or west to receive treatment and they have to have it, it's tough.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, I know we were without power at the beginning of January for 4 days, and living sort of like we were on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
And but we didn't have anything pressing. It was no big deal. So we just hung out. You know, yeah, we didn't have Wi-Fi, but my kids managed. We played games by candlelight. You know, it really was easy. But, you know, it's a great thing to think about, like just the awareness of, but what about that parent who's like, oh my gosh, I have to get to treatment and I can't get on these roads because 95 is shut down for 2 days. And what does that look like? And then, you know, even though it can be managed and they can then go and get treatment, you know, maybe a couple days later, the stress on that parent of the unknowns of it.
It is.
It's terrifying. So, yeah, I think every time we as a community face any kind of stress, we've talked about COVID and what that was like for our families, you know, it's like there's always this added layer, you know, because a lot of people had extra costs during that time, whether they, you know, lost all their food, all those different things. But these families already have all these other added costs. They're already driving down. And yes, we help with gas, but we don't pay for the gas for every single trip.
Right.
We'd be bankrupt as an organization, you know? So yeah, it adds extra costs consistently. But then when you add a crisis, like a snowstorm that shuts us down, it's even harder.
Oh, it is. It's just, and you worry about not wanting to miss those days. But like you say, if 95 is shut down and or offices are closed, and then the rescheduling is often, it just makes for long days.
Yeah.
So, it keeping a lot of things in perspective. The other thing on your Facebook page, I had forgotten that January is a tough month for Fairy Godmother Project, just because there were five kids on the list, and I recognize several of the names. Mm-hmm. And boy, those anniversaries, they're that's tough.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, you know, January is always supposed to be, people think of it as like a renewed time and all of these wonderful things. Mm. But for families who have lost a child to cancer, often a new year doesn't feel that way at all, because it's one more year without them. And so, you know, if they lost their child, say someone lost their child in 2021, now they're faced with 2022. It's the first new calendar year that they don't have them. Mm. And then the double whammy for those five families is this month represents either anniversary of the child's passing or of a birthday, and we do have five kids this month, and it's hard. I hate January.
Well, I thought Andy, of you in particular, because two of the names just pop out that they have talked about on this show, and we've had the parents in, and it's been such a difficult time whether through Kaylee and Lily.
And Lily is the reason we have this program that serves those families and acknowledges those losses. And it's because of the interaction I have with Lily's family. And I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but the anniversary of Lily's passing was on Sunday. And Lily and I had this really special bond with stories.
Yeah.
So her mom asked me if FGP would do like stories about Lily. And so we did. And the things that people wrote were just great. We tried to do 7-word stories.
It was.
Yeah. But it was fun. And, you know, I was texting with Lily's mom, and she really appreciated that people took that time. Like, it's such a simple thing. Like, how long did it take you to write that sentence?
Yeah.
Not even a minute. But you made this mom say, wow, she mattered.
Mm-hmm.
They remember.
Yeah.
And that's really, if I do nothing else, that's my biggest goal, is to have that.
And in seeing people respond to that and talk about, she sounded brave, she mm-hmm. sounded spunky.
Oh,
and just the stories. When you came in, I think the first time when you talked about Lily, for parents, we all know what it's like, that our pediatric cancer kids aren't the angels that they get portrayed. And you, when you came in and told Lily stories.
Oh gosh, Lily was.
It was just, it was just like, yes, that is so, that really is the, because kids are kids are kids.
Yes, and I remember a friend saying to me, oh, I heard she was such a sweetheart. I said, I don't know where you heard that.
Yeah.
Like, and her mom would never want anything but who she really was.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably told the story on here before, but Lily and I spent a day, it was my goal in life to become her friend, mm-hmm. and it was very difficult despite the fact that I was an elementary school teacher and a good one, you know? She wanted nothing to do with me, and finally I got her to cave and tell stories with me. And that was in September. And I saw her multiple times between September and January. And every time I saw her, I would say, can I tell you a story? And she'd go, no, because she had her little trach. And
yeah.
She had this, like, you know, and I would be like, oh. And the day she died, I was at her house. And every time I saw her, it was my thing. Can I tell you a story? And that day she said yes. Mm. And that morning I got to tell her a story about Princess Lily, who was loved by everyone. And it was like, and I remember saying to her mom, she just let me tell her a story. And she said, of course she did. And it was like she spent that day not completely awake, but anyone who came in sort of closing these circles, because she had all these adults in her life that adored her, and she had something special with each of us. And, I mean, I will never forget that. It was, without a doubt, one of the most profound moments of my life.
FGPinfo.org is the new website for Fairy Godmother Project. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a new logo. And we're going to talk about businesses being involved with Fairy Godmother Project. And we will do that when we come back. Andy Ayers here, and we'll introduce who we have in studio with us in just a second on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It's the Fairy Godmother Project this morning. FGPinfo.org. Means I have to spend more time prepping for that, Andy. Andy Ayers is here, and you brought along. You often bring special guests, and you brought somebody new today.
I did. I'm very excited. So do I get to introduce her?
Why don't you introduce her?
Okay. So we have lots of support in our community, but someone that's been with us from the very, very, very beginning is my friend Maureen, who owns 2530 Espresso. And probably, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many years ago, 11 or 12, my kids were little. I went in there for the first time during the Great Train Race. And I happened upon 2530. It's near the train station. It's where downtown begins. And I went in there and I'm like, where is this? Where have I been? How did I not know this place existed?
Yeah.
And I have not stopped since. And during the time I was starting FGP and, you know, kind of getting things going, and the minute Maureen heard what I was doing, she was like, just tell me what we can do. Hmm. And I feel like, I could go on a huge long list of the ways, but she's done everything for FGP, from keeping an account for us so that if, you know, I want to go in and have coffee with one of our moms, I just put it on the FGP account. Or she's done events for us. She always is very generous with, you know, if we need breakfast goodies or we need coffee or whatever. Plus, they have amazing gluten-free stuff, which I don't eat gluten. And so that's great. And just recently, we used them for, we had a volunteer thing. And, I mean, people were literally raving about how delicious the quiche was. Like, where did you get this and how can we have some? So that's the longest introduction Maureen has ever had in her life. But so I brought my friend Maureen today to talk about what an amazing community supporter she is, and about her business and all that good stuff.
Maureen, it's great to meet you, and thank you for coming in, and thank you for your involvement with Fairy Godmother Project.
Oh, well, it's great to be here, and I can't say enough good things about Andy and Fairy Godmother Project. It touched my heart right from the beginning, and anything that we can do, we will always do.
It's so interesting, and the connection that you had with Andy, because that was the same with me when we met, and it was just like you could just see how it helps the community so much, because there are just so many people hurting and need what Fairy Godmother Project provides.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely heartbreaking. You know, I have three daughters, and if I had to go through that, it would be horrible. I did lose my husband to cancer. My first husband to cancer when my oldest was 3 weeks old. So I can relate to the difficulties that these families are going through. And, you know, it's tragic, but I'm so glad Fairy Godmother is there to support them.
And just the story that Andy just told, as soon as she told it, of where when she talked about when she can go in there with one of the families and just sit down and talk and not have to, and you just put it down on a tab there, not to have to. There's not all that. It's I'm sure a lot of the meetings that you would have there are sometimes a serious nature. You're just sitting there talking and not having to. Here, I'll pay for it, or no, I won't.
Right.
Just to be able to do that makes it just so smooth, and there's not that the person's not feeling like, well, let me pay, and you're right. Like, no, I'll pay, and mm-hmm. you go with that whole thing.
Yeah, because that always is an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've had some. I mean, I can picture sitting with Leslie and Kaylee there.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a coffee and talking and getting to know them at the beginning.
Well, Maureen, the fact that you just jumped right in and got involved and have stayed involved speaks well for you. And just you have a business, and you know you want to give back to the community in some way.
Absolutely, we definitely look for opportunities wherever we can. I mean, we're a small business, so there's not a ton that we can do. When we can, I particularly like when Andy would invite couples to have a little date night or date day, Saturdays, whatever. And they would come and enjoy coffee and a pastry.
Remember you guys did that, that you did an event for our bereaved families so that they could go in. And COVID has just ruined all the fun.
It really has.
You know what I mean? I'm like, that wasn't that long ago, but it's because we had to stop all of those things.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you did such a great job.
So one of these days we'll get back to doing that,
please.
Too.
Yeah.
But COVID, I'm sure, has just changed your business totally. We were talking before the show started just about commuters, but just even the more and more people are feeling better about getting out and doing things, but then still the numbers recently have gone up, and so you've lived this every day.
Yeah, it's definitely been a turn. You know, we pivoted like everybody else and looked for different things. We have our own app that you can order on. We have a walk-up window that you can come to. So those things definitely helped. But, you know, it never changes. It's always about community and about people coming together and hanging out. You know, we have a larger table in there, and it's always full of people chatting it up. So it's a great feeling to know that we're a place that people can go and relax and enjoy.
I think of it as Cheers. I always say that. Like, it's like my Cheers in downtown. Like, I walk in and I see, you know, the regulars, and I guess I probably am a regular as well. And, like, yeah, you know, but, I mean, I've made connections with people in there, and, you know, there's been people through the years who have passed away, a couple of different people that, like, collectively as a community, we have all been really, most recently, one of my board members, his mom, it's actually how I met her. I met her, didn't know she was my board member's mom, but she passed away in December. And, you know, everyone in there felt that loss. She had been coming in there regularly up until she got sick. And, it's a real sense of, there's a real sense of community in there. I mean, really, there's a warmth when you walk in, and, you know, the woman who's their baker, she'll yell from the kitchen, "Hey, Andy," you know, and that feels good. And it's what small town is meant to be. And they have really maintained that sense of small town in a really special way, I think.
I was going to say that really is. That's something that you can't have in every kind of community, but you've been able to establish that here. You've been there for a while.
We're in our 15th year. December 22 will be our 15th birthday. It's been fun.
How'd you come up with the name? I'm always interested in the name.
25 degrees north, 30 degrees south is a growing region of coffee around the world. So it's the coffee belt.
Oh.
So coffee doesn't grow above or below.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that makes total sense.
Yeah. If you're a coffee geek.
Yeah. No, but just the fact that you have been able, and especially in continuing on, even in these times, to be a supporter of a Fairy Godmother Project, and that's the kind of thing.
And we couldn't do it without our loyal customers.
Yeah.
You know, even during COVID, people would come, and I loved it. They would extra tip the baristas, and, you know, they just showed their support all the time.
Yeah, I kind of, like, one of the things I always say about during, like, the lockdown is, like, I gained so much weight and spent so much money because I was so determined for small businesses that I love to not go out. You know, I'd be like, I remember being one of the guys that worked there was so nice, and he always knew my order and everything, and I'd think, all right, I have a 20 in my purse, like, What won't I be able to get if I hand this to him? After we got, like, you know, we got the money that was, like, the supposed to be a stimulus for the economy. And, I mean, I was there. I still went pretty much every day, even though, like, I would just leave home and go back.
Yeah.
And, and anything that was to go, like, for a while you guys were doing, like, to-go drinks because they have an ABC license. So I'd be like, all right, well, I'll take two, you know, martinis to go or something, like, cosmopolitans to go. And they would go in these little zip. I mean, anything to support the community. And the thing is, like, Maureen does a lot for FGP, but also there's other, I mean, I think the sort of like the other nonprofits that are in that general area, you're going to be like, people are going to be knocking on your door because of this show, but she always supports Downtown Greens and
SPCA.
Yep. And Safe Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's always, like, it's not like it's just, sometimes businesses do choose like one nonprofit, but I mean, it is a constant support, and like she said, in any way she can. It's not necessarily, you know, and that's, I think, what giving is about, and about community, right? Like, we can't all stroke a check for $25,000, but we can support in different ways.
Right.
One of the things in our, like, our training for our lead volunteers, we always started off with, write on a post-it note what someone did for you during crisis that you appreciated. And then we go over them. And they're never huge things. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we get it in our head, well, I can't do that much.
Right.
But it's always little things like called me just to make sure I was okay or dropped a meal off. And it's the same kind of thing. Like if a business doesn't help because they feel like they can't do something big, they're actually missing out on opportunities.
Yes, they are.
To engage in the community, to build a sense of community.
Yeah. And who wouldn't like to write out a $25,000 check, you know? But to donate a pot of coffee for an event they're having or...
Which is huge for us.
Yeah.
I mean, over time, it really makes a difference.
Yeah. And it's just a nice thing to do, you know?
Speaking of a nice thing to do, you didn't know. You brought me a coffee today, not knowing that I don't drink coffee. So someone in the building got that. And you also brought me a muffin, and that got... I should have kept that. I wasn't thinking. I just passed that on. But I'll come by and try one of your pastries sometime. But no, it is great, Maureen, that you've gotten involved. And like you say, it doesn't have to be the big things.
Mm-hmm.
Just small things can make such a big difference.
Yeah. It's fun to get to know these organizations. But it's even more fun to connect with people like Andy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you feel better and makes you a better person. So, and all of my staff, they're always so excited to do things for the different organizations. And I just appreciate their effort for... contributing to the community as well.
Maureen Bartosz from 2530 Expresso downtown by the train station. You're on Princess Anne Street.
Correct.
Aren't you?
400 Princess Anne.
Yeah. Is here along with Andy Ayers, Fairy Godmother Project. Our focus this morning, fgpinfo.org, the new website. It's not a new website, but it's a new web address. It's a more streamlined.
Yes.
I think that's what you would say if it's shorter. That's what you and I would say. We will continue on. Much more to talk about this morning with Andy and Maureen. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fairy Godmother Project, our focus this morning. Andy Ayers is here along with Maureen Bartosz with 2530 Expresso. And we were talking in the last segment just about Maureen being involved with Fairy Godmother Project and the involvement with a local nonprofit. I did not realize, and after you started mentioning it off the air when we were talking, Maureen, you've got a location in Spotsylvania too.
Yes, we do. It's at Merchant Square off Courthouse Road.
Really nice.
It opened 1 year ago, December, and doing very well. It's got a very different look than our downtown location, and much more modern. Eclectic.
Yeah.
So we've got a beautiful turquoise espresso machine in there that I just love. It's a great location out there right off Brock and Courthouse.
And you were saying you roast your own coffee there.
Now, the roasting is done at our downtown location.
Okay.
We spun our roastery off to, it's called Mo Brew, and we wanted to do that because we wanted to support women coffee farmers. I've always had a real heart for the women farmers. They have a really tougher time than men in the different countries. The biggest thing is that they are usually paid less when they take their crops to market than a man would get paid. A lot of times they're not allowed to own their own land, so it's having to be rented or leased, which is an additional cost, even though technically they could buy the land. In some countries, they are robbed on the way to the place that they sell the coffee beans at. They've been beaten and worse. It's really tragic. A lot of times in certain countries, genocide has taken a lot of the men, and then a lot are recruited to be in the armies. So the women are left with the farm and having to support their families. So they're managing a farm and raising their family. It's just really tough. And so a couple years ago, through the Rappahannock Rotary, we were able to fund a couple grants. One was a beekeeping business, so a secondary income, where they could sell the honey, sell the royal jelly, plus the bees work on the farm to propagate the crops. So that was really cool. So we did a microloan. Rappahannock Rotary did a microloan to three farms, and then in 3 years, they travel off to three more farms. So we're now currently working, we did another one to rebuild a what's called a wash station. The beans are taken and the pulp is taken off through a wash station and then dried. And it was in disrepair, so we funded a grant to fix that up and get it in better working order. We work through a foundation called Cafe Feminino, and they are on in country, travel to all these countries to see the needs, and then these farmers apply for grants, and we can pick and choose which grants we want to fund. So Mobrew has always wanted to be a bigger part of that, so a percentage of our sales, like if you order a subscription coffee delivered to your house, or if you come into one of the shops and buy a bag, a portion of those proceeds goes to fund one of those grants.
That is fantastic. That is really fantastic, because
see, that's why I wanted to bring her in.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. When you said I'm bringing my friend in, and she's got a great story to tell. That is a great story, because so many of us, we just think what a bad situation. I wish I could do something. You're doing something.
I'm trying. Yes. Yeah. And we are making a small dent. And there are some great projects out there to make more money for these women so that they can live better. You know, so there a lot of them are not educated. And so one of my things that I'm really trying to push towards is getting them education. One, for their farming, mm-hmm. you know, different techniques and avenues to pursue, ways to market it, and which will get them more money. It's, you have commodity coffee, okay, and then you have specialty coffee. And if their plants grow better and their beans produce better tasting coffee, then they get more money for it. So that's the goal.
I asked you about the name, but we didn't even get into how you even got involved in this, because you're more than just a coffee shop owner. I mean, you really are an advocate.
I have had a passion for coffee actually since I was in high school. And I used to own a restaurant in Arizona, and some gentleman came in to try and sell me coffee for my cafe. And he goes, why don't we do a special coffee that's just unique to you? And so I went to his building and we tasted some different coffees and put some different beans together. And I had my own special coffee for my cafe. When I did that, I also joined the Specialty Coffee Association. Now that we're going back quite a while. and they had only been around a year. And in those days, if you were on the list, coffee importers and growers would send you bags of coffee, estate grown, shade grown, Rainforest Alliance, all these wonderful things. And so my freezer had just coffee in it. I didn't have any meat or food in my freezer. It was just coffee bags of coffee. And I got to taste all these wonderful different coffees. I mean, some would have blueberry notes or strawberry notes, or some would taste kind of like tea. And it just absolutely amazed me. So I took as many classes as I possibly could about coffee. And I went to a week-long camp in Santa Barbara where we lived in tents and learned how to brew and everything about coffee.
Coffee camp.
Coffee camp. Yep. Twice a year.
Yeah. Wow. What a great story. What a great story. Just because you have such an outreach not only to the community, and I mean, if we had just done the segment on you're involved and have gotten involved with Andy and with Fairy Godmother Project, that would have been a great story. But we just sort of open up, we turn the page and find out about all of this is pretty spectacular.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And just that you really do have a lot of interest, and you can't just say it's not just a couple of little coffee shops. A couple of little coffee shops are making a pretty big difference, both locally and you think about as you talk about women coffee farmers and all. Do you mean you're having an international impact?
I hope to. Yes.
Yeah, and I think the thing about Maureen, you're going to be uncomfortable with me talking about this, but I think, I think a lot of other business owners could use that model. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. Maureen's not in it to make a bunch of money.
Sorry.
Yeah. but like, even when times have been tough, there's never been a lull in when she's been willing to support. Even when, as she mentioned, 60% reduction in sales because of commuters being gone.
Right.
If I went to her during that time, I don't think I did because we weren't doing anything, but I know she would have found a way to help me somehow. And I think that it's a true, I think we all could kind of look at Maureen and go, huh, it doesn't have to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But we all can be putting a little drop in that bucket that's going to make a difference at the end of the day. And even though you're kind of downplaying like you're trying, but you are, because you've raised awareness about that need locally, which has then impacted people in other countries and these women who face horrible things. I mean, it's a big deal. And so much is about advocacy, right? Like if you can just advocate for change, sometimes it just has to hit just the right person who goes, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
It,
that's very, very true. When I first brought the grant to the Rappahannock Rotary, they jumped on it.
Yeah.
And so that just gave me the fuel I needed.
Sure.
And that's why Mo Brew got started. We stopped the name of 2530 Roasting and changed it to Mo Brew so that we could specifically focus on those things.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. Because really, you could specifically focus on just selling your coffee and putting that money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you're making the choice not to because you know that the impact matters. That ripple effect is huge. And I don't know that you always give yourself the credit for what your ripple effect actually is in the community. Every time you put something on that counter that says something about a nonprofit, you're making a difference because someone's hearing about a nonprofit that you're supporting and considering helping them too. It's really the little things that ultimately end up being the big things.
Yeah.
And you've gotten so involved, whether it's getting involved with Andy or whether it's getting involved with these women farmers, of knowing the story. When you, it wasn't just, well, they don't make a lot of money and you didn't just leave it at that. You really know and have a plan for how you want to help them.
Yes. And we hope to do much more. With the online subscription business and everything, we're doing everything we can to grow that. And as those monies come in, they'll be sent to the different grant foundations. So
that's great.
And the name Mo Brew is just spectacular. If you have that on a shirt or a hat, I would wear that.
It's coming soon.
Yeah. Oh, I will. Yes. You let me know. I will be first in line.
Okay.
I think it is. It's just a great name.
Thank you
for everything. And I'm glad you brought her along, Andy. Just because it's great to know a local story. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that story. And it just makes you when I'm driving downtown and I'm hungry sometime or want, I'm going to see your place and say, I'm going to go help them just because you're doing that, whether I'm downtown or out at the Spotsylvania Courthouse area.
Yeah. And we do offer quite a few things that are non-coffee related.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Yeah.
So do you have a favorite kind of coffee? I mean, is it, you've anybody that had a freezer filled with coffees?
So my very favorite is an Ethiopian sun-dried natural, which means the pulp has been left on during the fermentation process. And it really impacts the bean with blueberry and strawberry notes. Hmm. That's my very favorite, but Peru is my all-time everyday drink. Peruvian coffee is just wonderful.
So check it out. You've got two locations, downtown and in the Spotsylvania Courthouse area. And what great stories, though. And just the fact that you're involved in the community, but there is so much more, so much more. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Andy. This is a story worth pursuing even more. That when we get off the air, I've got some ideas to talk over with you.
Oh, just okay. Because great.
It's a great story, and just the fact that for so many years that she's been involved with you, Andy, and just the stories you have told about just the, like you say, there's small things, but have such an impact on families and just what you're able to do to reach out to these families in need.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break and then come back and wrap this up with the Fairy Godmother Project. A couple things that we need to talk about before we get out of here. Andy Ayers is here along with Maureen Bartosh from 2530 Espresso. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Wow, great stuff this morning. Fairy Godmother Project, and Andy Ayers and Maureen Bartosh, and just a great story. And Maureen, we are going to have you back just to have you talk more about, because it's truly just a great story about just a local business just thinking wide in what you're able to do. Andy, before we get out of here, 10th anniversary now for Fairy Godmother Project.
Yay.
That's exciting.
Yep, so we're officially 10th anniversary. Our 10th anniversary is like the end of May is when we got the stamp, but we received our letter in June. So we're going to do a whole bunch of different things. This is sort of a kickoff in some ways, because one of the things that we're doing is we're going to highlight different partnerships that we've had. Ones that started at the beginning, Maureen is part of that. And then in 2013, a partnership that established that we still have continued and that kind of thing. We're going to be highlighting that throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. I can't believe we're at 10 years.
Oh, it is exciting. Cause I think for my son, it was 22 years ago that he was diagnosed, and at that time, we were taken care of by Ask and others in Richmond, mm-hmm. but that was Richmond,
right.
And I was when I saw what you were doing 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I just thought, wow, that is so needed here. So look forward to talking about just the 10th anniversary,
yeah, and
just looking back and everything. The Stardust Ball, which usually is a fall thing, mm-hmm. is going to be an April thing this year because of COVID. And
yeah, we just thought, last year spring was okay and then fall wasn't. So we had to cancel our live event.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd give it a shot. And if by chance numbers are high, we will not host it.
Okay.
But we have safety measures in place for it. And right now, anyone who's a sponsor last year is able to sign up again for sponsorship. We always open it to our last year's sponsors. And then it opens to the public on February 15th. And then tickets go on sale March 1st. So, so it's exciting. I mean, I'm really hoping we can do it in person.
Yeah.
So much of what we do is about community. And, mm-hmm. and I really feel a real loss of that. We really haven't had that opportunity to be in person with people in a really long time. And for safety reasons, obviously. So,
I was wearing my Fairy Godmother shirt the other day, not realizing that it has an old logo on it.
Oh, yeah.
New logo. I like it. It's big, bold FGP letters, but with the wand and with the there's the pediatric cancer ribbon on it and and everything.
We call it FGP internally. It's easier. And I just thought for the 10th anniversary, we should do a new logo. And we have this great woman who will be one of the partnerships we mentioned who has been donating her services to us for years. And I said, this is what I'm picturing. And just like that, she turned around and sent me exactly what I was picturing.
Wow.
Yeah, she's very good. So we like the new logo. We did get a new website. We updated some things on the website. We've switched a couple things, a new platform for donations. We're going to do a big campaign for the 10th anniversary, asking people to make monthly donations. So, yeah, pretty exciting. Exciting stuff.
We'll talk about that in future shows, but there's all kinds of cool things. The clock is moving, so yes, that is very, very trying to very subtly say that. Thank you for pointing that out.
Sure, no problem.
You would be the one. You would be the guest that would do that. No, I always tell people to get involved with Fairy Godmother Project. You hope that you don't have to use it as a participant, but if you do. It's great for this community that you're here. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And Maureen, it's great to meet you. And
good to meet you too. Thank you so much.
This was a great conversation, and we will have more, and we'll have you back sometime to talk about really what you do and talk about how you got involved in all these things, because it really is great. So I'm thankful that Andy brought you along this morning.
Thank you, and I'll look forward to that.
Maureen Bartosh with 2530 Espresso, Andy Ayers, the Fairy Godmother Project, fgpinfo.org. That's it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.